Hoppy?
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet like print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African. African-American.
African-American. Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote?
Yes.
Probably 50-50, or you will not?
Definitely.
Definitely? Okay. What is your age, please?
50. But how old am I? 59.
Okay. Please rate your level of motivation
no,
for voting in
58.
Okay. All right. Okay. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote. 10 means you're extremely motivated.
8.
Okay. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you've been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all?
Very closely.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong one, okay.
I guess strong. Well, y'all got two choices?
Strong or not so strong?
Strong.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I guess approve. Approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I will say in the middle, satisfied.
Okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
About the same, okay. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can choose two from the following list.
Economics.
Protecting and strengthening. Okay, I got to read the list. Sorry. It says protecting and strengthening Social Security, Medicare. Combating division and racism, making college more affordable, forgiving student debt, protecting abortion rights, border security, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, improving K-12 public school education, fighting inflation, lowering the cost of goods, reducing crime, creating more jobs and wages, and raising wages, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. You told me economics.
No, inflation. The one where it says something about inflation and
inflation,
then more jobs. And then
more
jobs. Creating more jobs. Yes.
Right, gotcha. Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm, very favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold, very unfavorable towards them. 50 would be neutral. If you have no opinion or haven't heard of them, you can say that as well. We're starting with Tim Scott.
You said Tim Scott?
Tim Scott, yeah.
Tim Scott. Is that the Republican guy?
Oh, it doesn't really specify here. Just based on the name, if you recognize it. If you don't recognize it, it's all right.
No, I don't recognize.
Okay. Jill Stein is the next one.
Don't recognize.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Yes, I recognize.
Mm-hmm. And do you, how do you feel from 0 to 100? For him. 100 is very favorable. 0 is very unfavorable.
80.
An 80, okay. Then we have Republicans in Congress.
I'll say,
also 80? Oh, I'm sorry.
25. No, 25.
25. Okay, my apologies. And we have Mark K. Robinson.
You said Mark Robinson?
Yeah, Mark Robinson.
I'll say 20.
20, okay. Then we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I'll say 60.
60, okay. Josh Stein.
I don't recognize that name.
I'm sorry?
I don't recognize that name.
Oh, you don't recognize?
No.
My apologies.
Recognize, no.
Don't recognize. All right, and we have Donald Trump.
I would say 10.
10. And then we have Democrats in Congress.
I would say 85.
85. And then we have Kamala Harris.
I would say 85.
85 too. Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, Independent Jill Stein, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. If the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Republican Mark Robinson, Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, Libertarian Mike Ross, and Democrat Jess Stein, for whom would you vote?
Could you repeat that again?
Sorry?
Could you repeat that?
Oh, yeah. If the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Republican Mark Robinson, Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, Libertarian Mike Ross, and Democrat Josh Stein, for whom would you vote?
Stein,
okay. Thank you. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
Did you hear a lot, some, or only a little?
A lot.
Okay, we're almost going to be done. I really appreciate your participation so far. Moving on, has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Um, I guess, favorable.
More favorable? Is that somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. What have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration? What was it?
Trying to have a peaceful country.
Come again?
Avoiding Donald Trump being the president.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
A lot, some, or only a little?
A lot.
Okay. Has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
Okay. Somewhat less or much less?
Much less.
Okay, and what was it that you heard, read, or saw about him that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
That he wants to avoid people from coming into the country.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You can choose two from the following list. The lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, Donald Trump getting elected president again, stagnant wages and rising costs, or cuts to the social safety net like Social Security.
Trump being elected and jobs.
And I'm sorry, which other one?
Did it say something about jobs or the economy or money or something?
Oh, yeah. Lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs?
Yes.
In your community?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, we got the two we need. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with that issue, starting with fixing the immigration system.
Biden.
Do you think he would do a much better job or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Okay, then we have rising crime and violence.
Biden.
And once again, is that somewhat better or much better?
Somewhat better.
Okay, tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Biden, much better.
Much better, okay. Growing the U.S. economy.
Biden, somewhat better.
Okay, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Biden, somewhat better.
Okay, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Biden, somewhat better.
Somewhat, okay. Generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or it doesn't make a difference to you?
It doesn't make a difference.
Doesn't make a difference. Okay, and as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
Agree.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said that black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. We're almost done, so I appreciate your patience once again. Moving on, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, these last questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
Master's degree, 6 years.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
You do, okay. Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat?
Wait, I want to change that one to moderate.
Moderate, okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or you never go?
Twice a week.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, which is, say, nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white.
Could you repeat that?
Yeah. Thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Nearly all.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
One or more of your parents born outside the U.S.?
No.
Were you born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Okay, lastly, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Survey has been completed, and we thank you very much for your participation. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.